an empty grave. He has overcome. He has overcome. We dance on an empty grave. We dance on an empty grave. He has overcome. He has overcome. We dance on an empty grave. We dance on an empty grave. He has overcome. He has overcome. We dance on an empty grave.
You know, sometimes we don't think about these things. The grave is empty. Jesus is the first, or was the first, resurrected man. He overcame the grave. He overcame hell. He overcame Satan. Hallelujah. You know, I was talking to a Muslim. He said, you don't need anybody to go for you. You can go to God directly. I just looked at him. I said, poor thing. Try to go to the White House on your own. See if you can get in. I was visiting D.C. I said, oh no, let me go to the White House. So when I checked into it, they said, oh no, you have to go and get with your congressman who will recommend you, and then they will run a check on you before you will be allowed to visit. I said, oh, I thought you can just get in. I said, life teaches you the plan of redemption. Those of you in business, don't you see? You want the business, you can do the business. But somebody has to speak for you. Somebody has to know somebody. Otherwise, they see a piece of paper. They just put it on the side. And then I said, there is no worship of God without blood.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Without the shedding of blood, he said, there's no remission. I just want you to understand what we are celebrating this morning. Hallelujah. Not just that he came out of the grave, but he laid the blood down. So when the Son of God said, the blood of Jesus, demons run in terror. Because there's no sin in that blood. Hallelujah. This morning, let us celebrate him who overcame hell, overcame the grave, overcame Satan, overcame sin. And because of him, you're a son of God this morning. So this morning, I want to talk about supernatural transfers. Supernatural transfers. Luke 24, verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs, about 6.8 miles. I did the math. 6.8 miles, right? And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another, as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. So they were short in their own revelation. Watch. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yeah, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were earlier at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. Hallelujah. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it, even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools. Hallelujah. Come on, if they weighed your faith this morning, would he call you a fool? Will he say, you mean I came out of the grave and you're still doubting whether God will answer you or not?
Come on now. Amen.
Oh, let me move on. I haven't started yet, you know. He says, O fools and slow of heart. You know this? Slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake and gave to them. And their eyes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And their eyes were opened. Ooh, I'm looking for blindness.
Yeah, come on now.
I'm looking for eyes to open here today. That the realm of the supernatural will come clear to many of you the moment you receive this bread and this wine. That God will transfer life to you, strength to you, victory to you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. So mission accomplished.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us? By the way, how many of you in this room have experienced what I'm reading? Well, all of a sudden you're reading the Bible and it starts going in. And you feel that burning. Hallelujah. You're experiencing what they experienced 2,000 years.
Holy Ghost. And if you're in the room, you know, you've never experienced it. You don't know what we're talking about. Then today is your day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I say it again. Today is your day.
Yeah.
Your eyes will be open.
Yeah.
So when you read the Bible, it will leave the page and start burning in your heart, burning in your spirit, burning in your mind. And you can get out of that room and stand up in the inner man and say, where are them devils that were tormenting me? I'm back in charge in Jesus' name. I was talking to one of our members. And they said, you know, they read through the entire Bible. I don't know how many months. She said it was like she couldn't put it down. It was burning. It was life.
Yeah.
And then in no time, her attitudes were changing. Everything was changing. Even people said, well, you know, it looks like you're changing.
Yeah.
She didn't go to 12 steps.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was the transformation by the word of God. How many of you desire that this morning?
Yeah.
Father, give it to them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and had appeared to Simon. That's one of the things that the church hadn't preached. I remember the first time I mentioned it in this church, I saw some people looking at me like, where is that? That Jesus had a private appearance.
Yes.
And talked to Peter personally. You see, it's not just that Peter came out of the room and wept bitterly after he denied Jesus, but Jesus had to appear to him. And let him know, son, even though you denied me, even though you walked in pride, even though when I was talking to you, you didn't believe me, but I'm here to restore you. Hey. Oh, glory. I don't know. Something just happened when I was telling you that. He just said to Peter, my plans for you has not changed. How many of you in this room will receive this morning that even though you messed up, but his plan has not changed? He's faithful. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. That is resurrection taking place. Right now, you don't need Jesus to appear to you. His word is coming alive. He appeared to Peter so you will know that even after you've messed up, you can still make it. Hallelujah. This is what the church used to have. I remember in the 80s, I would be listening to WAEC, Love 860, in my car. I would be coming from school and I'm listening to it. And you hear this ministry from California, 15 minutes. And then you hear this ministry from Atlanta. You hear this ministry from wherever. And when you listen to it, it will be one message. That's when you know the sons of God are talking. They're prophesying the same thing. But now listen to TV. Listen to the radio. This one is in Alaska. This one is in Miami. This one is over here. There's no consonance.
Come on now.
Because many of these messages are soulish.
Yes.
They're preaching Harvard Business School, even though they haven't been there.
Come on.
We received a kingdom that cannot be moved.
Amen.
Run by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
And if we feed from the same fountain, if we drink the same Kool-Aid, we all come out saying the same thing. You don't need an appearance from Jesus. This Resurrection Sunday is your resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are getting your private consultation publicly.
Amen.
Life is transferring to you from this altar.
Amen.
That's why he called it supernatural transfers.
Amen.
When your mind has put you in the dumps, when your experiences has you perplexed, he comes saying, I am still here. I haven't changed my mind. My promise is sure. You will still make it. Hallelujah. That's why Peter can come out on the day of Pentecost and preach like a man. Not a man condemned. Not a man guilty. But a man set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, the reason some of you make so much noise when somebody messes up is because you don't know the God you believe. You're running on your own record. And God have mercy on you. If you mess up, you will never recover. You recognize that even when you and your best behavior, it's still not good enough.
Amen.
That is the Lord Jesus qualifying you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can never earn your way before God. It is given to you by the grace of God. It's given to you by the blood shed for you.
Amen.
What is so exciting that they left Emmaus, ran back to Jerusalem, 6.8 miles at night to go and tell people, hey, the Lord is risen. And when they got there, the people told him, the Lord is risen. Ooh, are you hearing what I'm telling you? That's what I'm telling you, that sons of God need to show up on the earth. When you come up with a word and you think you got something, you find out that I got the same word. Hallelujah. That's how all the pride disappears. And we go from pride to fellowship. Hallelujah. The God that healed you, delivered me. The God that delivered me, blessed you. The God that freed me. And everybody got a praise. Everybody got a praise. I used to hear a guy on the radio. He said that the church alive is worth the drive. So even if you have to drive 50 miles, get to resurrection. Even if you drive 100 miles, get to resurrection. Go where believers, true believers are. People are alive. People with a shout. People with a praise. Am I preaching to the right ones? Hallelujah!
Glory!
Hey. So the Lord is risen. Why are you all in depression? He said you're slow of heart. He said you've been foolish. What's your problem? You're so smart, but you're dumb in your spirit. He said, you're slow to believe the things the prophet said. I will touch it and leave it for him. He said, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Why do you have issues with the things you've gone through in the past? You think that glory is free. You don't get crowned until you have suffered. Hallelujah. Woo. I preached a mouthful there. Nobody sits a crown on your head until hell is making noise. But you said, no, I still believe. Woo. Hey.
heaven praise. I'm not going back. I will stand for Jesus. Hey! They will bring it and sit on your head. That's why when I see you bitter about what you went through, I say, you missed the boat. You should have known that what God is making you, what you're becoming, the promises you're receiving is because of what you went through. And you need to go back and start celebrating. I'm glad you rejected me. I'm glad I suffered this. I'm glad this happened. Because I got a crown sitting on my head. What a week we have just come into. Hallelujah. Get ready for glory. Blow out a glory, a miraculous transfer. This word is called supernatural transfers. I mean, by the time we rounded up this segment today, you could see that people couldn't even sit down. Ooh, no one is crowned until you have suffered. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. No crown is set on, no crown is set on your head except you've gone through something. But not only have you gone through it, but that you will start celebrating God. Yeah? Is that celebrating him? Ooh, glory to God. Bitterness will be out of the window, out the door. A new life will begin. Remember, the Lord Jesus called his disciples fools and slow of heart to believe. What would he call you? You've heard the word. You've seen resurrection work. You've heard of the miracles. And yet you keep sitting on the fence. This resurrection week, are you going to finally make a commitment to the voice of resurrection and put your seed into the fertile soil of this broadcast and this ministry? This glory that's surging here in the studio will enter your life and enter your room. Those of you that in the past, you know, sow the seed and get your cup blessed, remember that those were tested here, and when people were touched with that cap, they fell off. So if you have it, you better release your faith and believe God. We send prayer cloths. Bring us testimonies of miracles, because we tested those things, and most times when we threw them on people or touched them, they hit the ground. The power of God had imbued them. These are the weapons of grace that God gave to us at Resurrection House for All Nations. Connect with resurrection. Put your seed in the ground. We'll send you a prayer cloth. Get your cap blessed. We will impart grace to it. People give me oil to bless, thinking I'll pray a long prayer. I just take it in Jesus' name. I hand to them. The first time I did that, the young lady stood there wondering, I said, okay, since you don't believe, I opened the oil and I touched her with her oil and she hit the ground. I said, good, when you get up, you have faith that the glory transferred. Amen. Even when we go to capitals, where's the challenge to pour oil on the porous cement or a very expensive, marble or steps or these things that they're so particular about. I just take a pipe and blow on it, and glory transfers on the pavement. Hey, if God will pay thousands of dollars to get me there to do it, you better believe that he will come to you even this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, release your faith. Receive in Jesus' name. Let resurrection transfer. Let this word bring life to you. I say it again. Receive.
that glory. I just saw a woman, you just fell off. The glory hit you, bam! You say, what is that? It's the glory of God coming from the voice of resurrection. Get up and put your seed into the fertile soil of this ministry. Use the facilities on your screen. We're tracking down to Resurrection Sunday. This is a miraculous glory week. And we are not holding back anything. We are not pulling any punches. We are going all out for breakthrough and miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
If you believe it, come on and shout to him. If you believe it, come on and shout to him.